A young girl and a woman have been seriously injured after a suspected stabbing in Dublin city centre this afternoon. Two other children were injured in the attack. A suspect has been detained by Gardaí.
5-year-old girl and a woman in her 30s are in a serious condition in hospital following an attack at Parnell Square East in Dublin this afternoon.
A date has been set for the trial of a man charged with the attempted murder of three children on Parnell Square in Dublin city. Riad Balchiker faces 5 other charges, including assault causing serious harm, 3 counts of assault causing harm and 1 knife offence.
Welcome to All Rise. I'm Frank Graney, News Talk's courts correspondent.
And I'm Aisling Moore, radio producer.
And here we're going to bring you comprehensive daily coverage of the trial of Riad Balchiker.
The 52-year-old is facing 8 charges arising from an alleged knife attack on Dublin's Parnell Square in 2023.
He's accused of 3 counts of attempted murder relating to 3 children, 2 girls and 1 boy.
He's also facing a charge of assault causing serious harm to a female childcare worker.
3 counts of assault causing harm are also on the indictment involving a man and 2 other children.
And the final charge faced by Mr. Balchiker is a weapons charge accusing him of producing a kitchen knife during the alleged attack.
Those charges were pushed to Mr. Balchiker today. He pleaded not guilty to each of them and a jury was then sworn in.
And before that happened, the judge gave some details about the accused and how the running of this trial will differ slightly to others because of his circumstances. Let's get into it. This is All Rise, the Riad Balchiker trial. Welcome to episode 1, jury selection. Okay, so now that the trial is underway, it might be useful to set out our stall for this series of All Rise.
Yeah, so I suppose our intention over the course of this trial is to deliver a factual, accurate, a balanced account of what the jury hears on any given day. And I should say only what the jury hears, because now that they've been sworn in, it's their job to decide on the facts of this case. They'll do so based only on the evidence presented to them at trial. And if you happen to be one of those jurors, then you've already been warned not to follow any of the media coverage. And that includes this podcast.
Okay, so let's talk about what happened in court today. It was listed for 10:30 this morning, but didn't start until after lunch.
Yeah, it didn't start until a little after 2 o'clock. Nothing untoward about that. The case was listed for trial before Mr. Justice Paul McDermott in Court 6. This morning, it was one of 11 on his list and he had other matters to deal with too. So it was sent to Mr. Justice Tony Hunt, who sits in Court 19 on the 6th floor of the Criminal Courts of Justice. It is the largest courtroom in the building. Mr. Justice Hunt will be presiding over this trial. It's a trial that is expected to take up to 5 weeks.
And the first stage of the process did take place today, jury selection. But before we talk about that, it might be useful to deal with some house rules first. This podcast is not a free-for-all. We are bound by certain rules and regulations in terms of how we cover this case. And that's all in the interests of justice.
Yeah, and it's really important to make that point because this case is now sub judice, which is Latin for under a judge. And when a case is sub judice, certain rules apply. It goes beyond the press bench too, I should say. It applies to everybody. In a nutshell, it essentially means you mustn't publish, broadcast or post anything online that could influence the process in any way. As I mentioned a moment ago, jurors decide cases and nobody else. And as a court reporter, when a trial is live, all I can report on is what the jurors hear from the witness box. And that's what we'll be doing here on All Rise. There is no room for opinion, no room for analysis.
And the reasoning behind the rule is quite simple, isn't it? Now that Riad Balchiker has pleaded not guilty to the charges, he is entitled to due process and a fair trial.
Yeah, that's it. He is presumed innocent of these crimes until proven otherwise. And that is one of the cornerstones of our justice system. Failure to obey this sub judice rule could lead to a person being held in contempt, which is a criminal offence that can lead to hefty fines and even jail time. And people have been prosecuted for it over the years. Jurors, and it was the case here in this case too, they're always warned to avoid media coverage. So again, I should say, if you are a juror on this trial, you shouldn't be listening to this podcast.
And the rule also extends to social media.
Absolutely, yeah. Online platforms like X and others often attract commentary around cases. But again, once a case is sub judice, you simply can't go online and say whatever you like about a live trial. There can be consequences. It's so important to just let the process run its course without interference. Trials have collapsed in the past because of breaches of that sub judice rule, and that doesn't serve anybody well, not the accused person, not the victim or victims, as the case may be, and not the people of Ireland for whom these cases are brought in the first instance. So I guess the best advice I can give people while a trial is live is to keep your opinions to yourself. Don't do or say anything that might influence or frustrate the process in any way.
So let's talk about jury selection then. 9 men and 3 women were eventually sworn in to hear this trial. But before that process got underway, the judge spoke to the jury panel, reminding them of their duties as jurors and also the somewhat unique circumstances of this case that could affect the running of the trial.
Yeah, and I suppose firstly, just in relation to the warning that Mr. Justice Hunt gave the jury panel today, again, nothing untoward about that. Judges regularly give warnings to jury panels. And here, Mr. Justice Hunt told those who answered their summons today that there was a significant degree of publicity in relation to the aftermath of these events, what's alleged to have happened on the 23rd of November back in 2023. But the judge said that has nothing to do with this trial. Given the publicity at the time, he said it was inevitable that some or all of the potential jurors will have been exposed to that. And he asked them to do a bit of soul searching if their name was called. And again, this was before jurors were sworn in. This was his address to the jury panel who were waiting in the wings. He said they must ask themselves the searching question, as he put it, as to whether they have seen or heard anything that could prevent them from being open-minded and objective in relation to these matters. And again, that throws back to what we spoke about earlier, the presumption of innocence and Riad Bushekar's right to a fair trial.
And what was said in terms of Riad Bushekar's personal circumstances and the accommodations that will have to be made during his trial?
Well, I suppose before I answer that, just to paint a picture, initially, like, Riad Bushekar wasn't the only person in the dock today. And that would have been very obvious to the jurors as they were coming out. He was one of 3 people. He sat on the inside of the dock. He wore a short-sleeved green polo shirt, grey sweatpants, I noticed. A man sat next to him and a woman was seated on the outside. But obviously, he is the only one on trial. So the presence of this man and woman in the dock had to be explained. And it was explained to the jurors or potential jurors by the judge. They were there as part of certain accommodations made to, again, satisfy Mr. Bushekar's right to a fair trial. We were told that before the alleged attack on Parnell Square, that he suffered from a benign brain tumour that required surgery. That was 2 years beforehand in 2021. Mr. Justice Hunt also told the jurors that they were likely to hear that in the course of intervention by members of the public in the aftermath of what is alleged to have happened on Parnell Square, that Mr. Bushekar suffered a head injury. That head injury required hospitalisation. And as a result of both, the jury was told that he has an acquired brain injury, which affects his ability to sustain attention and concentration, which is one of the reasons that this trial could take longer. So the man seated next to him in the dock is an interpreter. The woman on the outside, we heard, is an intermediary. So both of them will assist him in essentially following and understanding matters as the trial progresses. There will also be frequent breaks and opportunities for Mr. Bushekar to consult with his legal team as required. And again, that's perhaps why the jurors were told to make themselves available for up to 5 weeks. It is expected that because of those frequent breaks and those opportunities for him to consult with his lawyers, that will perhaps elongate matters, and the jurors were told to, again, make themselves available for that duration.
So regular breaks and whatever assistance Mr. Bushekar needs to follow and engage proceedings. Was there an issue with his fitness to stand trial?
Well, it's interesting that you should ask that question, because the judge did address that today. He said that in a pre-trial setting, he said that he himself found Mr. Bushekar to be fit to stand trial as long as certain accommodations were put in place. He said there was no suggestion that he was suffering from a mental disorder at the time. And he said in due course, the verdicts available will be the ordinary ones, guilty or not guilty.
So that's it now until Wednesday.
Yeah, like, I know there's not an awful lot that we can talk about today. all that happened today. And they are very important steps, initial steps in the trial process. You know, he was arraigned today. The 8 allegations were put to him. He pleaded not guilty to all of them. And then the jury selection process got underway. But the trial won't sit tomorrow. The jury was told to come back to court for 11 o'clock on Wednesday morning. At that point, then, the prosecuting barrister is expected to deliver his opening address to them. In the meantime, the judge's parting words to the jurors were, he told them not to research the case, not to follow any of the media coverage. He told them that they're not here as detectives or investigators. He said there should be no 13th juror whispering in their ear outside the courtroom. So Riad Bhushikar, as I say, he has pleaded not guilty to all charges. A jury of 9 men and 3 women has been sworn in to hear his trial, and we should hear from the first witnesses once the prosecuting barrister has finished his opening address on Wednesday.
And we will, of course, bring you that in our next episode. But that's it for episode 1 of All Rise, the Riad Bhushikar trial.
Thanks for listening, and don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any of the evidence.
All Rise, the Riad Bhushikar trial.
A News Talk original podcast.
Was hosted by Frank Graney and Aisling Moore.
Follow the podcast on newstalk.com, on the Go Loud app, or wherever you get your podcasts.